Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, even though the time is drawing nearer for Lum's trial for misuse of public funds, he's still much more concerned with the book he's trying to write than making out a case for his defense. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner just entering Lum's cell. Listen.
Hey, Lum, I got some news for you.
Oh, howdy, Abner. Just in time, I want to read you something.
Now, listen, Lum, if that's some more your book...
You'll enjoy this, though, Abner. I'm going pretty good now.
Yeah, well, I got something important to tell you, though.
It can wait. Just listen to this.
Oh, my goodness.
As the treacherous, baying bloodhounds drawed closer in on my trail, I gathered up what little strength I had left and clung up into a sycamore tree. But it was no use. The bloodhound soon spied my striped prison suit.
You ain't got on one of them striped suits.
In the book I have.
Go ahead.
The tall one shouted, "There he is, up there."
The tall dog shouted it?
No, the tall man in the posse. I guess you didn't hear that part about where the big posse was chasing me through the swamp.
That's the only part I ain't heard at least six times.
Oh, well, then let me go back and read you some of that.
Huh?
That's exciting.
Well, maybe I've heard it after.
Tells how with one broke leg I outrun six or seven men. Let's see, where's that part of it start here?
Lum, I ain't got time to listen to that. Besides, I got some news for you about your trial.
My trial?
They've set the date for it. It's going to be next Wednesday at the county seat circuit court.
That's coming up quicker than I ever allowed it would.
It is quick, all right. You better get busy now and get ready for it, too.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I got a couple of speeches in mind I'm going to give to the jury that'll sway them clean over to my side.
Yeah, now, Lum, you'll have to admit now that they've got a lot of evidence against you.
Yeah, but I'm going to base my case on sentiments.
Huh?
I'm going to show them that I was doing the right thing, even though it might have been against the law a little bit. I'll tug at their heartstrings, that's what I'll do.
Tug at them, huh?
I'll win them over with my oratory.
Uh-oh.
I'll have them sitting there in the jury box crying for me like a batch of babies. They'll feel so sorrowful for me.
Your speeches ain't that bad, Lum. I've heard some of them.
No, I want them to feel sorrowful for me, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm going to work on their sympathetics. I might even read them a few chapters of my book. I don't know.
I wouldn't do that now. They'll convict you just as sure as the world just to get even with you.
Listen, Abner, when I get done talking, nobody's going to convict me of nothing. I ain't worried about a thing.
I know you ain't, but I think you ought to be, Lum. Squire Skimp says embezzlement's a serious charge.
Well, I know it is.
And I still think you ought to get yourself a lawyer, and a good one, too.
Abner, I told you 1,000 or 100 times I don't need no lawyer. Not as smart as I am about legal stuff.
If you so smart about legal stuff, how come you ever got yourself into this mess in the first place, then?
Well, see, it's... Well, that's different.
What's different about it?
Well, I could explain it to you, but you wouldn't understand it.
I wouldn't.
No, I couldn't break it down into little enough words for you.
Well, look, Lum, I'm going to take you into the county seat tomorrow, because they want you there early Wednesday morning, and I was just thinking that'd give us time to look around and hire you a good lawyer while we're there.
Abner, I wish you'd forget about that. I've made up my mind that I'm going to defend myself, and that's that.
Well, you're... Trial's going to be here awful quick. Don't forget that, huh?
I know it. You told me. My only regret is that I won't have my book done in time for it.
Your book?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was just thinking that'd be an awful good place to sell a few copies of it. Have Cedric stand out in the lobby there and sell them to the crowds.
What crowd?
The crowds that come to see my trial, natural.
Going to be a crowd there, huh?
Oh, well, yeah. Folks will come from miles around to see a big famous author getting tried. Yeah, I'll more than likely hold up the trial 3 or 4 days just giving out autographs there.
Well, nobody knows you're a famous author yet, Lum.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, of course not.
Well, maybe somebody will start the rumor going around the county seat there.
Now, who'd start such a rumor as that?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody. I might start it myself.
Yourself?
Might drop a little hint here and there, just accidentally.
Hello? Hello, is anybody in?
What was that? Did you hear somebody talking to
him? Well, yeah, sir.
Wait a minute, sounds like Squire Skimp.
Yeah, I believe it does.
He must have just come in the office out there. Better see what he wants.
Yeah, I'm back here, Squire, in Lomsell.
Well, don't shout at him, Abner. Go see what he wants.
Well, I can talk to him in here. Right back this way, Squire, right in here.
Oh, howdy, Squire. Well, open the door for him.
I'm doing it.
Come on in, Squire.
Oh, well, Lom. This is quite a place you've got here.
Oh, it ain't much, Squire, but I like it. Or that is, I mean, well, it's comforting here.
Yes, I can see it is. Looks more like the parlor over at Abner's house than it does a cell, though.
Well, that's where most of the stuff come from. I toted it over here too long.
Yeah, Abner's been awful good to me in my hours of misery and tribulation.
Well,
fact is, everybody's tried to help lighten my burden.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Lom. Glad to hear it. Yeah.
But at best, it's hard. It's a hard, lonely life being here in prison.
Mm.
Only thing that keeps me from losing my mind is the book I'm writing.
That book?
Yeah, it sort of keeps me occupied. Have a seat on the feather bed there, Squire.
Well, I can't stay long, Lum. I just came over to talk to you about your forthcoming trial.
Oh, yeah, that. It's coming up Wednesday, they tell me.
Yes, I heard that. And now, Lum, purely out of the goodness of my heart, I'd like to offer my services as an attorney and defend you in the trial absolutely free. Except for the usual charge, of course.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Squire, but I've done got a lawyer. Gonna defend myself.
You are? Well, now, do you think it's wise, Lum? You know, you're gonna need some expert legal representation to ever get out of the charge that they've got against you.
Oh, I can handle it all right, I think.
Well, I don't believe you realize just how serious this is, Lum. They've got an airtight case against you. And it's going to take nothing short of a miracle to keep you out of the penitentiary, too.
You actually think that, Squire?
I know it, Lum. I've looked into this case pretty thoroughly. And while I hate to say this, but I'm just afraid that you're a doomed man, Lum. Mm-hmm. However, I'm still willing to take up your defense.
Well, no, I still think I'll do that myself, Squire.
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, it's your funeral, not mine. I just made this offer out of friendship.
I know, and I appreciate it, too, Squire.
Actually, I'd hate to take on such a case because it's frankly a losing proposition, Lum, and would damage my reputation no little.
Yeah, well, much obliged to you, Squire, but I'll struggle along by myself, I reckon.
Yes, well, all right. I wish you luck because you're certainly going to need it. Good day.
Yeah, good day, Squire.
So long.
He sure cheered me up.
Yeah, I believe you ought to have taken him up on that deal too, Lum. It's a heap more serious than you think it is.
Oh, he was just saying all that stuff so as he could make himself some money defending me. And you know it.
Well, maybe, but I don't know.
Leastways, I hope that's why he was saying it.
Well, he sounded awful sincere to me. I know Dick Huddleston thinks you got yourself into a pretty dangerous batch of trouble, too.
He does, huh?
Yes, sir. He said that himself.
I wonder if I ought to get me a lawyer after all.
I know you ought to, Lum. Now, when we go into the county seat tomorrow, well, we'll...
Tomorrow's too late for something as serious as this.
Huh?
Can I use the jail phone for a minute?
Yeah, sure. Come on. Just outside your cell in my office. Come on, come on.
I'm going to call up that friend of Dick's, Mr. Bell, and he's supposed to be about the best lawyer there out here.
Yeah, he's got a good reputation, I know that. He's a good one for you to get to. Yeah.
Of course, maybe I'll need a Philadelphia lawyer, deep in as I am in this thing.
Well, there's a phone right there, Lon. I won't charge you a cent for this call. Anyway.
Oh, I'll pay for it.
No.
I just want to get me a lawyer before it's too late.
Let the jail pay for it.
I never done this sooner.
Well, I've been trying to get you to do it, and you just sit there writing that sad book all the time.
Yeah, I oughtn't have monkeyed around with all that pretty... hello, Mamie?
Wish you hadn't.
Listen, Mamie, this is Lum Edwards.
Listen to it.
Yeah, well, don't start asking me how me and Abner and everybody's feeling. Just get hold of Mr. D.W. Belden at the county seat quick as you can. Yeah, that's right, and hurry.
How much you reckon Mr. Belden will charge for this, Lon?
Oh, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm willing to pay it. I know that. I don't want to go to no penitentiary.
Well, I don't blame you. Don't reckon they give you the electric chairs, do you?
Hefner, don't say such things. Don't even think them.
Well, I don't think they would. Hardly. Hmm. Might not get nothing more in a lifetime.
Oh, Abner, just stop thinking. You're getting me so nervous. Wait a minute. Hello? Hello, Mr. Belden? This is Lum Eddards in Pine Ridge. I'm a friend of Dick Huddleston.
Bloodhound.
Yeah, well, I'm being brung up in court Wednesday for embezzlement and... Huh?
He's run 4,000 miles.
Oh, Dick told you about it. Well, I was wondering if you'd take the case. Oh, I see. Too busy, huh? You don't think what? Huh? Not even a little chance? Uh-oh.
If he appears, he'll ruin his reputation too long.
Yeah, well, much obliged, Mr. Belden.
Wait a minute, Law. Maybe his partner will take it.
Oh, say, Mr. Belden, that partner of yours, I forget his name, reckon he might take the case?
Belden. Everybody, Belden. Belden, 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 oh. And Belden.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, much obliged anyway. Goodbye.
He won't take it neither, huh?
No. Too busy, too. I think they're just all feared they'll ruin their reputations taking on such a losing case.
Yeah. Well, looks like the only fella you can get to defend you after all is you, Lum.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't taking on this case.
Ah.
Don't forget, I got a reputation to think about, too.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.